Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're in 7 continents, and we're letting everybody know that we are playing the music of a lifetime. This is the entertainment radio show of the year. So everybody needs to pull up our radio show and talk about what's going on in our vicinity. Yes, I'm G-Money, and I want to know what's the weather like in your neighborhood. Well, in Las Vegas, the weather's kind of warm. It's about 85 degrees today. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. And it's no wind blowing at all. It's a beautiful day to be in Las Vegas. That's right. It's the entertainment capital of the world, and it's beautiful here. Yes, this is the perfect time of year to come and visit Vegas because it's not too hot. And tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
Make sure that you get 'em, 'cause bullets ain't got no name.
I'm just praying by the look up on his face. You could tell he banging. See the look up on his face when that thing start ringing. One down, two to go. Suspect usual. Murder scene, the routine ain't new to you. Switch course, double back. One down, double that. Yellow tape the gate. Where they niggas wait a bullet for they learn they lesson. You still ain't got your gun, you ain't got the message. My enemies, they know, they say he got extra. When I come through, I only got one question. Why you niggas outside without no gun? You think this shit is a game? But no, no, not at all. I hop out gun and show you niggas I ain't playing. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get on. She bullets ain't got no name. Pull the trigger, shoot that nigga, make sure that you get on. She bullets ain't got no name. Uh-oh, bye.
I was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time. And I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure. I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl. You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Baby. We'll be right back.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody you know to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities that we have going down. I was talking about the weather in Las Vegas. I wanted to know what the weather was like in your neighborhood. In Las Vegas, it's beautiful. It's about 85 degrees. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. And we don't have any wind advisory at all. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. We got all kind of things going on in Las Vegas. Like, we got a piano player. He's a blues singer. And he's playing at Lola's at 1250 Town Center Drive. That's in Las Vegas. And he's there Friday and Saturday night. So check him out. Because I'm going to put him in concert pretty soon in Las Vegas. So if you get a chance to hear him before then, oh, take advantage of it. Because he plays excellent music. And he's a blues and R&B singer. And he's fantastic. His name is Ludnut. That's right. That's what I said. They call him Ludnut. And he's a piano player out of this world. Yep. And he's playing at Lola's at 1250 Town Center Drive. That's in Las Vegas. So check him out. He's there on Friday and Saturday night. And he is putting on a show. Right now he's at the Horizon, playing at the Horizon for the patients at the Horizon Help and Rehabilitation. Now I can't hear anything. I don't hear no music. I don't hear you talking. I don't hear anything right now. I was hearing the music. I could hear Bootsy and his song, The Rubber Band, was getting ready to come on. And I could hear it getting ready to start. And now I don't hear anything.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
It's that time again. Everybody, I want you to get up right about here. What are we going to do tonight? Oh.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So tell everybody you know to pull up the radio show and listen to what we're talking about. Well, DJ Papa D, let's talk sports. NFL football. Yep, this is week five. Week five. All right. Well, let's see. Thursday, we had an interesting game on Thursday. Who played Thursday?
Seattle Seahawks played the Rams, L.A. Rams in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. And Seattle won that game, didn't they?
30-29.
Yeah, I bet on the Rams, and Seattle won. DJ Papa D about the football games in week five. We already talked about Thursday night's game between Seattle and the Los Angeles Rams. And Seattle won, and the game was in L.A. So I picked the Rams to win that game because they were playing against Seattle. So that's a loss for G Money. So now let's go to Sunday's game and see who was playing on Sunday and see how my picks went. So Sunday's game, who was playing on Sunday? DJ Papa D, can you tell me who played on Sunday? Hello, DJ Papa D. Who's playing on Sunday? I don't hear anything. We got dead air. Dead air. Nobody's talking about anything related to the NFL football game. Well, I think I'm still on the air live for our listeners. I'm still bringing you the sports from week five of the NFL season. So stay alert, pay attention as we work out our kinks with the studio. We got to get things, everything's working right so we can get back to you with the news. We're bringing you sports news right now with week five of the NFL season. Yep, I want to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday's game. Baltimore won. And I know somebody that was betting on Pittsburgh. She had a birthday last week, October 1st. And she called me and told me she was betting on the Steelers. And I'm going to say again, happy birthday, baby. But I don't think the Steelers are going to give you a win on your birthday. And they didn't. they lost like I expected them to. I bet on Baltimore, and that was the win for G-Money. Yep. So, now, what other games played on Sunday so that I can tell you who won or who lost on Sunday's game? Oh, we're having problems with the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
That had a big house,
and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
I can feel it when you walk.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors. And she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table. And I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show, and we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show, and you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation, and we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner every week. I'm going to be in it to win it.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me and putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer. And he will make sure I get the message. And I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C., to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.